This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. We are doing Tafsir Surah Ar-Rum. We have spoken a lot about Surah Ar-Rum and the main topics of Surah Ar-Rum. And we said that Surah Ar-Rum is talking about the balance of power, and it is affirming that the power belongs to Allah Jalla wa Ala, the creator of everything. That's why we see in Surah Ar-Rum a discussion about a great nation such as Ar-Rum that has been defeated and will defeat. And also we see that by the end of Surah Ar-Rum, Allah Jalla wa Ala said, Allah alladhi khalaqakum min da'af, the one who created you from weakness. And then after weakness, he will give you strength. And then after strength, he will make you to be weak again. Yeah? Which means that the nature of this life is what? Alternating, up and down. And the one who remains up and the highest all the time is one only, Allah Jalla wa Ala. So the balance of power in the dunya, and the power remains with Al-Khaliq, the creator. Yeah, this is the, you can say, the theme. And the surah dealt with this from different angles. And it showed the power of Allah Jalla wa Ala from different angles. And Allah Jalla wa Ala, when he wants to speak about himself, glorify himself, and it challenges anyone, Allah Jalla wa Ala focuses on what? Al-Khalq. Because no one can challenge Allah Jalla wa Ala in this attribute, in this quality. No one can claim that he can create. No one. Yeah? So that's why we see that Allah Jalla wa Ala has spoken about Al-Khalq a lot. In the last verse, Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned that he is the one who created you from dust. And then all of a sudden, فَإِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ, you became human beings scattered everywhere on this earth. And then after that, Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned another ayah, وَمِنْ آيَاتِ. And we said that Allah Jalla wa Ala in this passage mentioned how many ayah, how many signs? 6. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. And wallahi, brothers, when you read the Quran, think the main thing, when you read Quran, please put attention to how Allah Jalla wa Ala speak about himself. How Allah Jalla wa Ala glorifies himself. Okay? And this is the main aim of the Quran, is to talk about Allah Jalla wa Ala. The main aim of Al-Quran, as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, is what? The Tawheed of Allah Jalla wa Ala. The Tawheed of Allah Jalla wa Ala is not a theoretical principle. It is what? It covers our life. We live by Tawheed. Yes, we were created for Tawheed. Tawheed is not just a lesson that we go and learn it in a Aqidah class. No, Tawheed is a life. Tawheed is our life. Tawheed is our purpose of life. Tawheed is our purpose of creation. We live by Tawheed. We aim Tawheed. We enjoy Tawheed. And once we understand the meaning of Tawheed, my dear brothers and sisters, wallahi, wallahi, the taste of life will be different. The taste of life will be different. Because you live with who? You live with the one that who is the source of everything, Allah Jalla wa Ala. And that's why when you read Quran and you put attention to how Allah Jalla wa Ala spoke about himself, you feel the awe of the Quran. And when you go and when you spend time away from the Quran, you would like to go back to the Quran as if the Quran is the source of life for you. And the Quran is what? Is in reality the source of life. And the Quran, as we said, is a nur. And Allah Jalla wa Ala said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. When you read this ayat, and that's why I want all of you, brothers and sisters, to learn Arabic. Because once you read in Arabic, you really have haiba, the awe of the Quran, the awe of the Quran, when in particular when the Quran speaks about Allah Jalla wa Ala. Here Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks about himself. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. Look, human beings, look. Those who claim that they are arrogant, they can't do anything, they control everything. Look, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. He is the one who created all of you. No one can claim that he created any one of you. And خَلَقَكُم مِّن تُرَابٍ. And you are nothing but a dust. You are nothing but this dust that we step over every day. You are nothing. خَلَقَكُم مِّن تُرَابٍ. And then you became bashar. You are scattered everywhere. You thought that you have power, you have might, you have strength. No, you are just nothing but dust. Then anyway, I really urge you, my dear brothers and sisters, that when you read Quran, open your heart and see how Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks about himself. Learn, please, I beg you, brothers. Learn Arabic. By the way, one of the ways that the enemies of Islam will challenge us, yes, or will fight us, is to stop us from learning Arabic. Because if we stop learning Arabic, then we will be accessing Quran through what? Through the translation. Yes, and that is not a first-hand access to the Quran. We need to access the Quran immediately, openly, directly. And that can happen only when you understand Arabic. And you will see how life, what the real taste of this life with the Quran, my dear brothers and sisters. Okay? Anyway, Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned after that, وَمِنْ آيَاتِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. This is the second verse among those six verses. That among his signs, that he created from yourselves, أزواجًا, mates, yes, spouses. Mm-hmm. Or if you say, he created you as azwaj. Yes, as azwaj means couples. As Allah Jalla wa Ala said, طيب, that he created from each creation, what? وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ. زَوْجَيْنِ means a couple. Although it is muthanna here, but it is a couple. Means a female and a male. Yes? And they say in Arabic language that once you use the word zawj, what does zawj mean? Many people think that zawj means two. And the Moroccans, when they count, they say one zawj. Yeah? If you know, one zawj. Zawj means what? Zawj. Yani mean ithnain. No. Zawj in Arabic, it means one single who has what? Who has what? A mate who has a spouse. Yeah? And when they become, for example, you and your wife, you, if you are married, we call you zawj. Your wife, yes, because she is married, she is what? Zawj. Yeah? Two of you are called what? What do we call? Zawjain. Yeah? We call it zawjain. Zawjan, zawjain. Is it clear? That's why Allah Jalla Ala said, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ. زَوْجَيْنِ, it doesn't mean four, two and two. No. زَوْجَيْنِ mean what? A male and a female. Yeah? Okay? And we spoke about this, and we spoke about that this is the nature of beings in general, to be زَوْجَيْنِ, a male and a female, not a male and a male, or a female and a female. And we spoke about this in length last time. Okay? So among his signs that Allah Jalla wa Ala created from yourselves, this can have two translations, two meanings. That he created from Adam, Hawa. Yeah? From rib, the rib of Adam. Yeah? Crooked rib. Or what is bent? Bent rib. Yeah? Of Adam, طيب. Allah Jalla wa Ala took it from Adam and he created what? Hawa. This is so from Adam himself, Hawa was created. Yeah? From Adam himself, Hawa was what? Created. This is one possible meaning. And the other possible meaning is, which there is no contradiction in reality, that he created from your type. You are human beings and your spouses are human beings. So your spouses are not jinn, your spouses are not animals, your spouses are not something else. Yeah? And as many scholars said, and this is out of the rahmah of Allah Jalla wa Ala, because imagine if your spouse is another creation. Yeah? Yani we have the Zawjain, a human being and an animal. Yeah? There will be no communication, no rahmah, no tranquility, no love. Okay? Same thing if the Zawjain, the spouses or the couple, is what? A human being and a jinn. There will be no rahmah, no love, no harmony between both of them, as we have mentioned last time. So this is one of the signs, one of the great signs of Allah Jalla wa'ala. And خَلَقَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And as we said also, Al-Razi mentioned that he made human beings breed and bring generation after generation through marriage. Yeah, through marriage between opposite genders. Yeah, the opposite genders. And he did not create human beings that they can breed and they can bring the children from themselves. One individual is enough to bring, okay, children, as it is the case with plants, as we have seen. I think we have mentioned this last time. Then not only that, Allah Jalla wa'ala, after that, he said, أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. What does that mean? Yeah, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا is what? So you have tranquility, okay, with. Or in fact, the word لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا is more than to find a tranquility or to repose. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا means in order for you, yes, to have a tranquility with. Yeah, in order for you to have tranquility with. And in Arabic, it feels that it gives you the impression that the zawj, yes, one of them, either the husband or the wife, they might be busy in this life, and the end they will find the tranquility together. Yeah, it is yani a beautiful meaning, and this is part of the rahmah. And as Al-Razi mentioned, that Allah Jalla wa'ala put this second tranquility and repose among themselves, and he did not put them, as he said, that some animals, when they want to marry or have love, yeah, they do it in a very violent way. And he mentioned that frogs, when they want to have sex together, they do it in a very violent way. This is how they were created. Yes, and there are some other creation like this. No, Allah Jalla wa'ala did not make it like this, but he made it as a source of love, as a source of tranquility, as a source of happiness. Yeah? لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Not only that, but Allah Jalla wa'ala also put between you, what? مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. مَوَدَّةً, some scholars said that it is what? Love. But in reality, there is a difference between mawadda and what? Love. Uh-huh. Okay. Mawadda means what? Affection. It's not only love, affection. And rahmah, mercy. Some scholars said mawadda means the sexual relationship. Rahmah is what? Is having children. This is one meaning, but the overarching meaning is mawadda, this affection that has been put between husband and wife, and rahma, mercy that has been put between them. And well, let us stop at this ayah, my dear brothers and sisters. Why? Because one of the main aims of marriage is to find what? A tranquility with your spouse. Yeah, with your mate. The husband with the wife with the husband, both, not from one side. And one of the main aims of marriage is what? To have what? Affection and mercy between both of you. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيَّ وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Because indeed there are signs for those who what? Reflect. Now, if we really want to reflect upon this ayah, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to talk a lot about this ayah. However, I want to speak about marriage here, because this ayah is normally recited in the beginning of marriages, etc., etc. And moreover, because maybe when we spoke about the tafsir of Surah Al-Talaq, I told you how bad the situation is within the Muslim community in terms of their marriages. Yeah, how bad that is. Now, this ayah is giving us some of the solutions. One of the fundamental solutions that we need to implement in our life between our, yani, with our spouses, in order to have this tranquility and second and rahmah and repose, yes, is to enforce ourselves, my dear brothers and sisters, to have mawadda, affection, to impose ourselves to have affection to each other, and to force ourselves to have mercy towards each other. Yeah? If, my dear brothers and sisters, every husband and wife, they try to show each other mawadda, yes, affection and mercy, then wallahi most of the problems between husbands and wives will be solved. Okay? Because when Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks, Allah Jalla wa'ala is the one who created us. Allah Jalla wa'ala, He knows our psychology. Allah Jalla wa'ala, He knows what helps us. Yes? And what destroys our marriages as well. So we need to force ourselves, my dear brothers and sisters, to have these feelings between ourselves. Okay? I just came from the Islamic Sharia Council today, and there was a husband and wife. They have problems. Yeah? And when normally I don't, yani, anyway, the husband started to speak about his wife. And he said to her, "You are lying. These are lies. You've been lying for years. Yes, you made my life terrible." Then I said, brother, stop. Okay, khalas, divorce her. Let us end. Why are you here? She's coming, applying for khul'a. Yeah, no need for her to apply khul'a. If she's a liar, yeah, if she made your life terrible, then, okay, she's a bad lady. Why are you keeping a bad lady? Divorce her. Yalla, divorce her. He said, no. I don't want to divorce. I said, what do you want? He said, I want to continue in my life. I said, with all due respect, brother, this is not the language of a person who wants to continue with his wife. He said, I'm full of rage and anger. I said, even though the way you are speaking does not put mawadda, yes, affection between you and your wife. Yeah? There is no rahmah in your language. He said, no, I love her. I said, love, if it is in your heart, listen to this, brothers and sisters. Love, if it is in the heart and it is not manifested on our, especially tongue and our behavior, is useless. Yeah? If I love you and every day, okay, morning and evening, I am rude to you. What kind of love is this? I don't want this love. I prefer to live with a person, maybe he's a neutral, but he what? He knows how to speak to me. He shows love and affection. Yeah? Affection and mercy. Is it clear, brothers and sisters? I really, even I was speaking with the brothers in the Islamic Sharia Council, because I received, when I was leaving, coming to the Dars, I received a message from one of the brothers. I knew him some time ago. And he said, "Sheikh, I urgently need to meet you." Okay, how many messages I received like this? "I urgently need to meet with you. I'm going through many problems in my marriage." This is a common theme that I always hear. When I receive calls, messages from some people who have not spoken to me for some time, or they are ringing late at night or early in the morning, it means what? There is a problem in the marriage. It is so horrible. The situation is so bad, my dear brothers and sisters. If the Muslim community were to be destroyed, the number one reason for us to be destroyed is what? Yeah, the unstable marriages that we are exercising these days. No stability in our marriages. No stability in our marriages. This is very frightening, my dear brothers and sisters. طيب, many of you are young. I know this might put you off, but we need all to be aware of the reality in order to what? In order to prepare for it. Yeah? مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. One lady came to Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله تعالى عنه and said to him, I don't love my husband. Maybe you have mentioned this before. Anyway, okay, it's good to remind ourselves with it. Yeah? He said, if you don't love him, you need to what? Lie and tell him that you love him. Yeah? Listen, sisters. Lie and say to your husband, oh, you are the best husband in the world. I love you so much. This is not haram lie. This is a halal lie. In fact, it might be wajib. Yeah? Because, see, as I said number of times, love comes and goes. Yeah? You do things, you love the other side. If the other side does good things to you, you love him or you love her. This is the nature of a human being. Don't say, I hate this person. When you say, I hate this person, it means that you hate this person because of certain what? Because of certain things that this person does. If this person changes his attitude or her attitude, then you will start loving him. Is that true or not? So you don't say, hey, I hate this person. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يفرق مؤمن مؤمنا إن كره منها خلقا رضي منها آخر. This is a very golden rule. Yeah? Very golden rule. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a mu'min, a believer, should not hate a mu'mina, a female, his wife. A believer should not hate his wife. If he dislikes one of her qualities, then what? He will like many other qualities. Yeah? And this is a very important rule. Sometimes you might dislike something from your wife. Or you, sister, you might hate something, yeah, that your husband does. Look at the other side. Don't look at the empty side of the cup. Look at the full side of the cup. Be positive in the way you think. Yeah? People, as they say, people are nothing but yourself. What does that mean? It means if you see people, all of them evil, in fact, you might be evil and you don't know. Yeah? And when you see people are good, it means that you are good. Because you see people, the way you see people is a reflection of what? Of yourself. Is it clear, brothers? I'm saying this, I'm not yani mentioning that, mashallah, I am super in this. But it is a jihad. Yeah? It is a jihad. All of us have to struggle through this and change our attitude and change our outlook. Yes? Or the way we perceive others. Is it clear, brothers and sisters? So, and as I always say, before, like this brother, like what I said to this brother, I said, subhanAllah, the way you are speaking to her, it means that you want to divorce her or you can't continue with her. Yes, he said, no. I said, then, akhi, this is not the way to speak to her. He said, but she hurt me before. I said, the person who wants to live with his spouse, he should, I always say this, IFF, yeah, this formula, IFF. In fact, when two people want to live together, brothers and sisters, they have to apply this formula, IFF. I stands for what? Ignore. Yes, yeah, brothers? Ignore. طيب, ignore. Pretend that you are unaware. We spoke a lot, if you, I think, yeah, in one of the durus, about what? Pretending at taghaful. Pretending that you are unaware. Yeah? We mentioned examples of this. In particular with your wife. In particular with your husband, sister. If you want to count yeah, on her mistake, pick up her mistake or pick up his mistakes, life can't continue. So ignore. And after that, okay, forgive. If there is no forgiveness, yesterday I sat with a family dispute, a brother-in-law with his family-in-law, yeah? And the brother he felt that he has been dealt with unjustly, okay? And because of this, you can see the anger coming from his face. Wallahi, you can see the anger coming from his chest. Yeah? Because the way they dealt with him. And they came, all of them, they sat and they said to him, we agree that we dealt with you maybe not properly. Okay? It was a mistake. Forgive us. He could not forgive them. I was hard on him. I said to him, no, ya akhi, we need to learn how to forgive. He said, I'm deeply hurt. I said, this is what Islam teaches us. Yeah? Which is what? Allah Jalla wa'ala said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خُذِ الْعَفْوَى وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. خُذِ الْعَفْوَى means what? Deal with people in what? Pardoning. خلاص, they hurt you. After they apologize, yeah, just forgive it. Even sometimes you need to forgive even if people did not apologize. Yes, brothers, this is the highest akhlaq. You don't need, okay, everyone to apologize. As far as your afu, your pardoning is not, okay, a humiliation for you or is not a sign of weakness. And don't think that when you are forgiving your brothers, you are what? Okay, humiliating yourself. No. Okay? And especially if you know that the person in front of you now, he is in a weaker position, as the Prophet ﷺ used to do, when he is in a position of, yani he is victorious, then he forgives more. Yeah? Because it means that I am pardoning you not because I am weak now. No, I am pardoning you because what? I am better than you. Yeah? Better than you in akhlaq. Okay? Not yani, I'm putting you down. This is my akhlaq. This is my nobility. And that was the etiquette of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That was the attitude of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When a man came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a mushrik, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sleeping. And then he took the sword of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he stood, yes, next to the head of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam woke up on this man next to him with that sword. Then he said, oh Muhammad, who can protect you now? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah. So the person started to panic, okay, and the sword fell from his hand. The Prophet ﷺ took the sword, and then he said to him, who protects you from me now? And then the man kept quiet. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, go. Does not befit me to kill you now after what? After I am in charge of you now. It doesn't befit me because I'm killing you out of revenge, yeah, for a personal matter, okay? And that does not befit my nobility. So the Prophet ﷺ said, go. And the man was amazed. And then he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Yeah? And they say, the Arabs said, yes, al-afu inda al-maqdira. You pardon when you are able, not you pardon when you are weak. So forgiveness, my dear brothers, especially between husband and wife, between two people working in one place, neighbors, etc., etc., is mandatory. Wallahi, it hurts me to see our Muslim brothers and sisters don't know how to forgive. Wallahi, we don't know how to forgive. This is very hurtful. Everyone wants justice. Everyone wants his right. Subhanallah. As there is no pardoning in our deen. Al-Ma'mun, one of the Abbasid caliphs, yeah, he said, I started to pardon people, and I started to enjoy pardoning people. Yes, until I felt that I will not be rewarded when I pardon people. Because I am now enjoying it. So I am getting the what? I am getting the reward, which is yani enjoyment in the dunya. To this level. And the noble person, he should pardon the person in front of him before what? Before forcing the other person to be humiliated before him and apologize. This is the noble character, my dear brothers and sisters. Especially between husband and wife, it should be implemented by both. Not, we are not addressing husbands, we are not addressing wives, both of them. Okay, so this is forgiveness. And after that, yes, forget. Don't. I mentioned to you many examples, we don't have time, that sometimes a husband and wife, when they have problems, they start what? Bringing the history. 10 years ago, he did this to me. 10 years ago, she did this to me. Subhanallah. It means that you did not forget. Yeah? So it is true that you forgave, but you need to what? You need to forget completely. Forget it. Yes? So between husband and wife, my dear brothers and sisters, there should be what? Sakan. Tranquility. Yeah? And mawadda and rahma. If that is impossible, then khalas, finish it. Just finish it. Okay? There is something called talaq. That is better than every day fighting, screaming, shouting, tension. It's not worth it. Okay? Some scholars said, جَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. They said, مَوَدَّة, love for the person whom you love. رَحْمَة, for the person whom you don't love, but you might stay with him or with her because of other reasons other than love. And this is, subhanAllah, this standard has not been, okay, established by any other system other than the Islamic system. Which is what? You stay with your wife not based on love only. Yeah? And you stay, sister, with your husband not just based on love. Okay? The Prophet ﷺ once divorced, it was reported that he divorced or wanted to divorce Hafsa. Jibreel, the angel Jibreel, came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, don't divorce her. Why? He gave him one reason. What is it? فَإِنَّهَا صَوَّامَةٌ قَوَّامَةٌ. And she will be your spouse in Jannah. Yeah? فَإِنَّهَا صَوَّامَةٌ قَوَّامَةٌ. She will be your spouse in Jannah. She is what? A lady who establishes what? قيام الليل, and does a lot of what? Of siyam. طيب? And she will be your spouse in Jannah. Clear? So you might, for whatever reason, you might not like your spouse. But maybe out of rahmah, I know this lady, she's a poor lady. If I divorce her, where is she going to go? This is rahmah. This is rahmah. I know my husband, he's an old person. Or maybe if he divorces me, he likes me. Then where is he going to go? Or not rahmah for the other side, but rahmah for the children. And wallahi, as I always say, that the people, the first people to suffer out of marriage breakdown, yes, are who? The children. Haram. Wallahi haram, brothers. Haram. Fear Allah. The children are lost because of the arrogance of the spouses. Wallahi, they suffer. Yeah? And I have seen so many examples whereby the tension between husband and wife led to what? Not only led to separation, led to the negligence of the children, and as a result of this, the children ended up to be taken by the social services. And we have cases whereby the children were taken, given to, yes, non-Muslim families to look after them. And they were not only fostered, but they were adopted. We had a number of cases like this. We had one case The wife said to the social services, yes, I can't look after my children. And my husband, if he takes my children, okay, he will radicalize them. And he does not befit to look after them. And not only that, I don't want my children to be looked after by a Muslim family. Otherwise, what will happen? My husband will know about them and they will start, okay, meeting them. To this level, subhanAllah, to this level of hate, this is impossible. And who is suffering out of this is the children. Yeah? We always read this ayah in any marriage. صح؟ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. We don't implement it. Yes, brothers? طيب. And Allah جل وعلا commanded men, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat them in kindness. And Allah جل وعلا said to the wives, yeah, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلِلرِّجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةٌ. You deserve, yes, you deserve to be treated what? As you should treat your husband, which is what? In kindness. And, but, the man has a degree of authority over you. In brief, my dear brothers and sisters, and I will conclude, is that I always say that there are two qualities. If husbands implement them, aside from this ayah, apart from this ayah, or yani other two qualities, okay, over what is mentioned in this ayah, two qualities, if the husbands implement them, then life will go smooth. And two qualities, same thing, two qualities should be implemented by the wife. From the husband side, yes, what does he need to do? All wives, all women, they want from the man two things. Yeah? Listen to this carefully, please. First of all, your wife needs to feel secure next to you. She wants to feel protected next to you. Protected financially, physically, emotionally, everything. Yes? Okay? The second point, the wife needs from you that you show her what? Care. Okay? That you care for her. Okay? This is the formula. Briefly, and the husband needs, my dear sister, needs to see two things from you. Okay? He needs to see you obedient to him. Okay? This is one. The second one, he needs to show, to see from you, you need to show him that you love him. In particular, you show love. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, تَزَوَّجُ الْوَدُودُ الْوَلُودُ. تَزَوَّجُ الْوَدُودُ الْوَدُودُ, what does الْوَدُودُ mean? Yeah? It means the lady that shows love. Not loving, because she might love you, but does not know how to show love. Clear? No. The one that knows how to show love to her husband. If husbands implement or try to implement this or have these two qualities, and the wives try to have these two qualities, wallahi, plus what is mentioned in the ayah, or the ayah in fact is a manifestation of, or is another way of expressing or manifesting these two, these four qualities from both sides, yeah, then life will be, in general, will be smooth between couples. Yeah, I hope, my dear brothers and sisters, that you implement this in your life. We ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to put love, yes, between ourselves. Yes, between Muslims in general and between couples in particular. And we ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to make life between us and our wives, life full of tranquility and mercy. Jazakumullahu khairan. Barakallahu fikum. Question quickly, if there is any question, or time is a bit late. No questions? Yes.
You know, if you feel rage, how do you get rid of it?
If you rage?
If you feel rage.
Yeah.
Somebody did something to you. It's not you wanted it, you just feel it. How do you get rid of
you
it?
You feel it. Yeah. See, brothers and sisters, we need, and most of you are young, I really recommend, I strongly recommend that you learn how to forgive. Even if you are full of rage and anger, learn how to forgive. Because if you become old, when you reach the age of 50, 60, you won't be able to forgive. Khalas. You have shaped yourself. It's very difficult that you change yourself. Listen to this. You will remember it later. Learn from now how to forgive. Just how to forgive. Okay? And the Prophet ﷺ said, لَيْسَ شَدِيدُ بِالسُّرْعَةِ. The strong person is not the person who defeats others. The strong person is what? Is who? No, the person who controls his emotions. Controls his emotions. He has rage. No, let me control it. Let me suppress it. And then let me just think that, I am just deleting it. Okay? And we all know Hadith Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Hadith Anas ibn Malik, that the Prophet ﷺ, when he was sitting, he said, a man from Jannah will come, will enter from this door. So the Sahaba were looking, who is this person that the Prophet ﷺ said he will be from Jannah? Just a simple man came, and he was just he finished his wudu, and his lihya was wet, because of the wudu. The second day, the Prophet ﷺ said, a man will come from this door. He's from the Jannah, from the people of Jannah. Everyone was looking. The same man came again. He's not Abu Bakr. He's not Umar. He's not Ali. He's not Khalid ibn al-Walid. طيب, Khalid ibn al-Walid accepted Islam late. But anyway, طيب, he's not one of those. Third time, the same man came. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As was a young person, and he, like the children of the Sahaba, they used to what? Have high ambition. They used to aspire high. He wants to be among the people of Jannah. So he went, he knocked the door, and then he said, uncle, at that time he was young, uncle, he said, there was a tension between me and my father. And, I'm not going to stay in my house for 3 nights. Can I stay with you? So he said, Faddal. طيب. So Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he was, when the night time came, he said, he will do Qiyamul Layl now, for the entire night. The man did not do Qiyamul Layl. Just before Fajr, he prayed the witr, simple witr, simple person. The first night, second night, third night, there is nothing, in terms of ibadah. So Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As went to him, and he said, my uncle, to be honest with you, there was no tension between me and my father. But I was with the Prophet ﷺ 3 times. And every single time he pointed at you and he says, you are among the people of Jannah. So what do you do? What do you do? So he said, wallahi, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. So Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As left. Then the man said, come on, my son, come on. So Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As went. He said, wallahi, I don't think I'm doing something as different from what you have seen. But when I go to bed, I don't have any kind of enmity or ghish or wishing anything bad to any one Muslim, to any of the Muslims. I remove it from my heart. I go with a clean, pure heart. I go to bed with a clean, pure heart. So we need to learn this, my dear brothers and sisters. طيب. Okay. Jazakallah khair. Any other question? Okay, barakallahu feek.